Hello, I'm Richard Adie. Welcome to The Buzz. A couple of weeks ago, we asked you to let us know about anything you thought might be a story. Some of you did. And this is the first one. It's about an organisation called Computer Bank. Sue Clark's with Computer Bank's New South Wales president, Jeff Tregenza.
It's essentially a community service, really, but its focus is on recycling computers, making low-cost computers available to disadvantaged community organisations and individuals as a way of overcoming the increasing digital divide that is apparent in our community.
Now, it's a voluntary organisation.
Yes, totally voluntary, and our organisation is very much dependent on the corporate sector, and they are quite generous in their donations that they make to us. And because we're also very much into the open source software world.
Now, what do you mean by open source?
Well, it's essentially an operating system and application software which is totally free. It's not proprietary. It's community owned in a large meaning of the word. And therefore, when we load the operating system and the applications onto a computer, we're able to give them away at a low cost. And there are no ongoing or recurring costs in the hands of the recipients.
Right. Well, let's go from the beginning and find out what happens. You get a phone call from a corporation, a company, and they say, Jeff, come and take 20-odd computers off our hands.
A large part of my day, and I'm totally a volunteer, but a large part of my day is in responding to phone calls from individuals, retired gentlemen, little old ladies, best meaning of that word, ringing up and saying, I've got an old computer here, I don't know what to do with it, would you like it? To companies that we either receive out of the blue phone calls, or even we have an ongoing relationship with companies where we're getting hundreds of computers donated a year. And in fact, one particular instance that in New South Wales we're working with at the moment is one particular corporate donation is offering us over a period of 12 months 5,700 computers, including something like 500 laptops.
And are these computers working? Are they broken? Why are they giving them to you?
Well, most of the corporate stuff does work. A lot of the individual donations given to us by people in the community maybe don't work. But what we can do with the broken stuff, of course, is break it all up and take bits out of it, cannibalise the items and put those into other machines that help make them work. The large corporate ones that work, they're in the IT vernacular. We're certainly receiving Pentium 2s and Pentium 3s and above even. What we do with them is totally wipe all the data and then renovate the system, make sure the component parts work, and load them with this Linux operating system and applications that are appropriate to potential recipients.
And then how are they distributed from there? And in fact, who is eligible to receive these computers?
Well, I should put this in the context of the national organisation. Computer Bank started about 10 years ago in Victoria. It was a Victorian initiative. The various branches, if you like, of Computer Bank around Australia, and I might mention that in passing, Computer Bank in Western Australia is called Computer Angels. Each of the branches have their own general approach to it. But overall, our global effort, if you like, is to overcome the digital divide among the disadvantaged. Now, those disadvantaged individuals may be retired people, people who are unemployed, people who have a locational disadvantage, and many community organisations who basically run on the smell of an oily rag. We can offer them a computer for free. We can set up a network for them. We can give them application software. They don't have any ongoing licence charges. Now, I can talk briefly about the Hunter in particular.
Yes.
And that's where I'm located. Some of our recent donations have been in terms of networks to Jesmond Neighbourhood Centre, Belmont Neighbourhood Centre, to Lake Macquarie and Newcastle PCYC. Now, we've also had a request in the last couple of days, as a matter of fact, with a local community renewal project, which is being sponsored itself by the New South Wales Government, they've talked about upward of 1,500 computers to distribute around a particular disadvantaged community, the notion being one computer in every household in this particular community. Now, that's a large call. We're pretty confident we could supply that volume of computers, but that size of transport, logistics, donation is a major cost to us.
Yeah.
We've basically run the thing out of our own pockets. And just the cost of hiring a truck and storing them temporarily, having a workshop where we can do this volume of material, is quite a large financial issue.
So do you need volunteers that can do publicity, fundraising, as well as computer literate volunteers?
Certainly. We need people with financial skills, with people management skills, with promotional skills, with driving skills, with making cups of tea skills, with training skills, and all those things that make up a totality of an organisation.
And have you had any letters or phone calls from people that you've distributed your computers to that they have now become computer literate and crossed the digital divide?
Indeed. We have those letters of thanks and phone calls and the word of mouth, of course, in a local community. We also have letters of complaints, I might add, and that's particularly by those people who put their hand up and said, we'd like a computer, how can we get one? And we're unable to deal with them very time efficiently at all. So I apologise to all those folks out there who've said, I'm one of them. All I can say is keep on our hammer, get in touch with us again, and we apologise. Normal service will be resumed as soon as possible.
Jeff Tregenza, thank you so much for joining us on The Buzz this morning.
You're most welcome, sir.
Sir? Jeff needs his eyes testing, I reckon. Jeff Tregenza with Mr. Sue Clark. And that's pretty much all we have time for this week. Remember, the website, it's at abc.net.au/rn. Then click on The Buzz.